You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Welcome, Natural Ange.
Good morning.
How's it going?
I'm well, thanks.
That's yep. Good. It's getting into busy season for a lot of people.
I know. It's sort of that finishing exams.
Yeah.
And then, geez, if we get some Christmas presents together or something like that. But we don't want to say the C word yet because it's the Christmas word.
We don't.
Or is it next word? We don't know what it's.
What are we going to be looking at today?
I thought I'd talk about urinary tract infections as we lead into summer because a lot of people get dehydrated and don't drink enough. And also some people think, you know, that just going to the loo after intercourse is enough, but it's not for some people. Like that can be the key thing for some people. That's
Is it a lot more common in women as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Main thing is like it's bacteria in the urine, usually E. coli. Yeah. And what happens? Launching straight into it on a breakfast show. Monday morning, are we up for? Come
on. Let's do it. It's important.
It sort of came up over the weekend, and a lot of people don't realise this great New Zealand initiative that we have in place that I need to tell everybody again because it needs to be known. So anyway, it particularly happens in women because the urethra is only about 3 centimetres long, and then you've got the bladder, which is the perfect warm petri dish for growing this medium, whereas men, the urethra is about 20 centimetres.
Jeepers.
Yeah, so they're a bit luckier.
Major difference.
And some people think, it wasn't after intercourse because it's 3 days later. No, it's just that the colony is, multiplied and then it's got enough to produce symptoms.
Yeah.
But if you don't jump onto it quickly, it can turn into a kidney infection.
Wow.
And then, you know, sometimes it's so extreme you need antibiotics and an IV and in hospital kind of thing. You know, you really pack up.
I mean, it's really not, it's a horrible thing.
Yeah, it happens to a lot of people, and it happens a lot to children too. And I think it's because nervousness in school, and they don't want to use the toilets and things like that, you know.
Right.
And then wiping from back to front, whereas you should wipe the front and then wipe the back, kind of thing, separately. So the E. coli spreads, and also I know a gynecologist that says get rid of G-strings and any undies like that because that sort of is another bad one. Yeah, for transporting E. coli. E. coli in the right place in the bowel's fine. I remember going to a lecture with Diagnostic Med Lab back in the day, and he said, but bacteria in the wrong place, like in the bladder, wreaks absolute havoc. You know, and you get shivers and chills, and your urgency, and you know, it's painful to pass urine, and it's really horrible because it's one of your vital organs, and it really is, you know, like it alters your day.
Mm.
So the main initiative that I want people to know about is, you know, people go, oh, cranberry, and it's just like, well, I know people who manufacture cranberry, Premier Research Laboratories, who have high standards, and they say it's actually very hard to produce a really good cranberry tablet. You know, like you've got to snap freeze dry it straight away and put it into a capsule.
What is it in cranberry that is so effective, or can be so effective?
Well, the constituents in the cranberry stop the bacteria adhering to the bladder wall, so it is a good thing. And in rest times, they found cranberry juice every morning for breakfast really reduced the incidences of urinary tract infections. So there's a place for it, but I would say drink plenty, wash before intercourse, pee afterwards and drink again, and so, you know, you really flush your bladder out. But what can also happen is you can do ural sachets, but then sometimes that doesn't grab it in time. But the New Zealand initiative is you can get antibiotics from the chemist if you can't get in with the doctor, because sometimes people are at work full time and, oh God, I can't get into the doctor until tomorrow or the next day. So what happens is you can go to the chemist and say, excuse me, I've got a urinary infection, and the pharmacist comes out and there's 4 questions they ask. Are you pregnant? Have you been travelling in the last 6 months? Have you been on antibiotics in the last 6 months? And have you got low back pain? Because that means kidney.
Right.
And if you say, you know, if that's not the case, then they can prescribe you antibiotics.
That's similar to if you get thrush as well.
Yeah.
You can go to the pharmacy and they can give you a cream and like a pill.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like a similar
sort of arrangement, but particularly because it's antibiotics, you know, like it's usually a doctor's prescription. And for good reason, but also I think it's a great initiative because it's really helped some people. And particularly, you know, there's some people who are out of town and then you're out of your zone, like your pro-care zone. So to see a doctor is $80 or so, and then the antibiotic.
If somebody isn't wanting to take like antibiotics or things like that, can they work on alternative ways of trying
to? It's very difficult if it's underway.
Yeah.
And then it goes to your kidneys. And this is what some people are afraid to use the antibiotics, where in actual fact it's quite necessary in many instances, you know, and you're miserable and it can come right for a day and it can go wrong for about 3 days.
Yeah, it's one of those things that can come back and keep on.
Yep. And when you've had the antibiotics, I've got a probiotic, which gets to the urogenital tract, so that's good for sort of thrush and urinary infections. So, because you can get into a bit of a rut where you keep getting them. So if you use this probiotic after the antibiotics, we at zero, let's put in the probiotics so you get on the front foot and it makes it less likely.
Are probiotics just as important as the antibiotics? Like, is it good to have the two of them rather than just having the antibiotic?
Well, it is, because it puts you back onto the front foot, so it's less likely to reoccur.
Yeah, because what can the antibiotic do to your body that means that you really need these probiotics? Is it just absorbing? Well,
it knocks out all the bacteria, good and bad. But it's specific to the urinary tract, these antibiotics. So it's not sort of broad spectrum. So it doesn't really, you know, throw your gut out or anything like that. So my doctor said this works specifically on the urinary tract. So,
and you've got some probiotics, you said, that are helpful?
Which are practitioner range, and they're really good. Like, I've had honeymooners say, thank you. You know, that was good. Because they were worried about going on their honeymoon and having trouble, you know. And if they took that every night, then it sort of kept them with good probiotics.
Cool.
So I think all women need to know that, because summer's coming up and people can get dehydrated or things can happen, you know, and you can be away on holiday and it's like, oh no, you know, it's a real bane for some people's lives.
Definitely.
Can I ask about the cranberry? Because I know you mentioned tablets, but in terms of the juice, I feel like you can only ever find like cranberry drink and it's like really, really sweet.
Yeah, and a lot of it's got apple base in it to make it cheaper, because just to do all the berries is not much.
Are there any good cranberry juices?
I think some people say Ocean Spray or Sun Valley in the glass one when it's got sugar-free. Okay. Yeah. But, and you've got to really pedal in those early days. If you think you've got the inkling of it, you go for it.
Like, what are some signs? Drink. What are some signs that you might have urinary tract infection?
Urgency, keep needing to go to the loo but not passing much. Right. And just sort of feeling anxious about going to the loo. So, you know, and it burns or stings at the end. Or you get a funny little twinge at the end. You go, eh, that's not quite right.
That's horrible. You
should be able to just pee and not think about it. Like, you know, it goes to autonomic nervous system, you know. Yeah. Don't have to think about it. But when you're getting alarm bells going ding, 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 ding up to you, you know, that's a good suspicion to think, oh, I think I'm going wrong.
Definitely.
Really wrong. You know, and you either pedal flat out, and you can get out of it with urol and cranberry and water, baking soda, some people say, to alkalinize. That just alkalinizes it so it doesn't burn going through. And you can flush it out. But, man, you've got to pedal.
Yeah.
And if not, if you're sort of getting tired and going, oh, I don't know if I'm going to win this one, just get down to the chemist.
Yeah, get those.
Or to the doctor. Yeah. Cut a long story short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Natural Ange. We haven't had anybody texting in so far today, but if anybody texts in later on, we'll forward them all through to you.
Yeah, and so you can always get me at Harvest upstairs above Harvest Natural Health Centre. I should mention, actually, I'm working this Saturday because a few people need me on Saturday. So if anybody else needs to be seen on a Saturday because they work full time, ring me on 376 0174, or book online at Harvest Natural Health Centre, or via my website. And also, we're looking for a massage therapist up at Harvest Natural Health Centre. And it's a good way, if anybody's a massage therapist, to boost their income before
Christmas.
And you can do vouchers and really advertise yourself and come and join our team.
Cool.
Yeah,
Sounds great.
Get in touch.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.